You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
There you go. Under 2 hours. I think the tennis thing's become bigger than I expected. Is that reasonable? Got some juice. Even the
whole thing has become pretty big.
That's beyond ridiculous how big it's been. all right, we've got a Twitter poll question of the day related to our tennis and football, and they're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Let's do the football question first. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as their primary punt returner this season? Does anyone here think it should be a yes? Like they should use him? Yeah.
If you don't have your glasses on, can you still read it?
It's harder. It's a lot harder, John. Yeah, I couldn't read the numbers without them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your eyes are really getting worse. Like the presbyopia thing.
Yeah.
You got to hold it far away thing.
That's right.
How about that?
Yes. Could impact tennis.
Isn't it nice that John always pointed out too? Don't you love that on the radio when John always points it out for everybody?
But it's getting worse. I mean, it used to be, remember, he used to take his one eye and just close it and hold his phone like that.
Hold on, John. That's when I don't have my contacts.
Yeah, and then he brings it real close to his one eye and he holds it.
Is it fair to say I should hit the tennis ball when it's far away from me today because I'll see it better? I'll swing when it's like 20 feet away.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So what's the glasses situation? Are you
contacts?
You're putting contacts in.
You're not going Chris Sabo action?
That was that weird wraparound thing, right?
Chris Sabo.
He was a dorkazoid. I was never a fan of that guy at all.
So hold on.
What, those are like the Lizardo?
No, I just didn't like Chris Sabo. He annoyed me.
Yeah, it was kind of like the the old school version of the Lizardo thing.
Yeah.
Well, today.
Even though he doesn't even need his.
Lizardos are fake.
Yeah.
So today, if you've got your contacts in, are you going to need shading for the sun to be able to see the tennis ball a little bit better? Ah, the hat.
If I go with this hat.
Oh, you don't know if you're going with that.
To be determined.
Okay.
To be determined. All
well, right, maybe you'd be a better...
Doesn't want to give anything away.
Yeah, I know.
You might have better visual acuity if you keep some sunglasses on that are polarized and help you cut through the glare out there.
Could be, but I got to remember to use this John McEnroe thing that's now on my board.
You cannot be serious!
That's going to be a good retort when someone makes an asinine comment.
Sounds a bit like Paul Jolovich.
Let me hear it
Play
again.
It again.
You cannot be serious!
Right? A little bit, just a touch.
John McEnroe, for those who... John McEnroe was awesome. He was doing this all the time. And as a little kid, that made tennis so much
more
exciting.
Well, him and Connors were most of our favorite.
That.
Like late 70s, 80s, well, into the
90s. Well, I loved Boris Becker, too.
Well, Becker was great.
Boris Becker was a monster.
Yeah. I was an Yvonne Lendl fan.
He could just serve the heck out of that thing.
I interviewed Lendl.
Did you really?
And Reid, let me tell you something. Two things. One, a thrill.
Really?
For me to interview
Yvonne
Lendl.
I loved watching him play.
And it was
two,
like a computer.
He was funny.
Was
so that's like a robot.
John,
no,
I know. No.
I did not think he could be funny.
No, I didn't either. I didn't
robot.
Either.
On the court, he was.
Yvonne
he
Lendl.
Was a robot.
Yeah.
Off the, when we talked, and I had a buddy that played golf with him one time, said he's hilarious. I'm telling
no
you.
Way.
I was
that
blown away
mind.
Talking to Yvonne. I know.
Because I would watch tennis with my brother and my sister. They used to make fun of me. I was the Yvonne Lendl fan club of one.
Yeah, you
They're
are.
Like, nobody likes him.
Yeah,
I'm
back
like,
then.
I loved his game.
And he was born. He wouldn't come to the net.
Yeah.
McEnroe would come to the net. Yvonne Lendl will be back at the baseline. All right, poll question.
Boris Becker's coming to
well,
the
he
net,
was coming
man.
To the net. He was diving
He's
all over.
He's an elite athlete.
He was
man.
Great.
And he was big and
Broke
strong.
Broke my heart.
I loved Boris Becker.
Yeah, he was great. Man. All right, poll question. Should the Eagles use Cooper DeJean as the primary punt returner? John, what say the audience?
12% say we should use him as a punt.
Pretty close.
Yeah, 16. Well done. They should not. And I hope that changes soon. Second poll question. In the competition today, tennis, should the crowd be allowed to make noise during the points? How did people vote on this one, John?
90% say yes.
67% say yes. Look, my guess is that we ask once, like, hey, you know, this is tennis. Probably best if you don't do it. But all the points count. Like, I don't care. I really don't. Because I'll plow right through it.
I think there's a different, like, there's a clear line between, like, heckling you guys, which shouldn't happen, and cheering. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be, what's that golf tournament
Well, you
that
can cheer at
where,
the end of
you know,
a point.
Right,
That's
right.
different. I mean,
But, I think, because it's not, there's going to be noise at
I
some
think
point.
The biggest issue is the
Wimbledon.
Ball is in the air for a serve. Everybody's quiet, and someone, boom, boom!
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not cool.
So you're saying it's Anthony who would do that, obviously.
Listen, Anthony, you're my guy. I'm just saying this might not be the sport for that. But anyway. All right, Schwarber. He's got the sport of baseball right now wrapped around his finger. He's playing great ball. And he got a compliment Ryan Howard recently, complimented Schwarber. Obviously, Schwarber could track down his record of 58 homers in a season. And Kyle Schwarber talked, James, we don't have this audio either. All right, we don't have that audio. We will go to a phone call while we await getting that audio. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's talk to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Barach versus the camera. Good morning, sir, and good luck to you today.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it, Jordan.
You know, any swelling or protuberance in the groin region is only going to make you look more formidable out there as you take on Jack Fritz.
You think so?
Well, I don't know what we're working with to begin with. So, you know, it's a starting point and an ending point, but I think anything is better than nothing, right?
All right.
You know, I have to say, Joe, you've really turned me during this competition. I do not believe Jack is taking it seriously.
It doesn't seem that way.
I think he's playing possum. No, I know he says,
but maybe he's lying,
week.
Jordan. Like, it seems like Jack is trying to be very, very cool, so much so that he might be lying. He might think practicing is uncool. Like, he really does seem to be, like, trying to come across as the laissez-faire. None of this matters. I'll be fine. And then he saw that Joe kind of kept up with him in the golfing. And he was sort of, I don't know.
Look, maybe he's learned a lesson from Joe to kind of keep it tight.
Maybe.
And not, you know what I mean? I'm serious.
I think
maybe.
That's part of what we're seeing. Yeah. He's learning to be a little more strategic about the way he approaches it because he's been watching you.
I'll tell you why I think he's probably not very good at tennis, and I tend to take him at his word. James, I hear what you're saying. We've all said it. Possibly this has been gamesmanship by him over the last couple of weeks. But before he learned his lesson with Goff, he was on the record saying that he hadn't played tennis since he was 8 and can't serve well.
That's true.
Okay. But
so I don't think he was thinking of all that 2.5 months ago.
I agree with you. The fact that he played when he was 8 and the fact that he then followed that statement up with, it's like riding a bike. I played again last weekend. Yeah. It was like riding a bike. That's the part that you...
it's concerning.
I think, yeah, you should be concerned about. Yeah. Holy cow. If this guy played enough when he was a kid, when he was eight, that it's coming back to him like riding a bike. I don't know. I know I would never say that. I know I played gym class tennis in 12th grade, and that's the only time I've ever picked up a racket.
Yep.
That's clearly not where Jack is.
Correct.
He has experience on a court at some point in his life. We just don't know how much.
Right.
But I stopped playing tennis between the ages of 18 and about 39, and I can attest, and I played a lot of tennis as a teenager. It does come back to you, but I played until 18, not 8. You can't even walk straight when you're 8 years old. And this whole competition was about who is the better athlete. What do athletes do? We're lucky enough to have one co-hosting the show in John Ritchie. John, do athletes not practice? Do athletes not take competition seriously? And that's what's really turned me.
That's an interesting point, Jordan.
I don't know who has the better athletic ability, but Joe is proving himself to be a better athlete because of the mental state he's getting himself into.
That's a really important point. I think respecting the game, no matter what the game is an important part of being an athlete. And it doesn't feel like Jack does that the same way that Joe does. Maybe he's just immature. I do think he needs to grow up a little bit more. If he's gonna,
but
have
we will give him credit. He did a great job in baseball.
He sure did.
If he comes out today and doesn't deliver something, that'll be a mark against him as a human.
I'll be really
all right, Jordan. Jordan, I need an answer from you. Funniest scene involving a female.
I have to give you one thing first. My 12-year-old had two teeth pulled yesterday. They gave him the gas. He's coming out of the gas, and I try and convince him that the Phillies won the World Series last night. And he says, Dad, show...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Shut up. It's not October, and they ain't doing it with this lineup.
There you go.
Wow.
He's on it. All right, give me a scene.
Funny scene with a female. We watched this last night. First time with the kids, Wayne's World. How about Stacy, Wayne's ex-girlfriend? They're up at the rooftop party. She goes, hi, Wayne, and dances with that guy, falls right through the sunroof onto the couch, just recovers from it. I love that movie.
All right, my man. Jordan, good call. Excellent call as always. Let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. He's got a shot to pass Ryan Howard's single-season record. He got some compliments from Ryan Howard recently. Here's what Schwarber said.
You know, to hear it from him, right? I mean, it means a lot. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, go out there and think about records or anything like that. I'm more just trying to go out on a daily basis and, like I say, try to help these guys win. That, you know, if that happens, it's great. If it doesn't, it's great. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, you know, we all heard over kind of the weekend, you know, that how special that 08 team is. You know, that's a thing that we all strive to be. We all want to get to that position, and we want to be in that position that they had. And getting remembered for a long time. You're going to be remembered here for forever. So, those are things that, as a player, that's what you dream of.
It is. Listen, Schwarber's had it before. I mean, he was on that Cubs team that won the World Series for the first time since 1908.
Can't be much more of a legend in this city than being on that Cubs team, you know?
That was nuts. Was he on the Nationals team that won it also?
No, he's only at the one.
No.
All right, so he's played for the Cubs, the Nationals, and the Dodgers?
And the Red Sox.
Yeah, I'm getting Trey confused. Mm-hmm.
He was in the playoffs with all of them. The only World Series with the Cubs.
All right, let's do what we do on a tennis day. And the day after Kepler said what he said, and the Phils won, believe it or not, with Taiwan and Kepler being the stars, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Thank you, Andy Reid. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, as always, is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
So when Cinderella wore the glass slipper, it changed her life forever. Joe, you're going to need to borrow Billie Jean King's Wimbledon sneakers because that is the only way you are ever going to see an 80-mile-an-hour serve. Time's Yours.
Well, yeah, Merrill that said that?
That was Merrill.
Yeah, I think he was going into... I think he was joking.
I think Merrill was having a little fun.
Because I don't know what I... Like, I have no idea what I serve it at.
What is the American twist?
I don't know.
I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it. I was very intrigued.
Apparently, spend the next 2 hours watching Carlos Alcaraz, as Merrill told you, and you'll be fine.
I literally almost fell out of my chair hearing Joe mention natural athleticism and his body in the same sentence. Time's yours.
Yes, Hammer!
And you know what I'm thinking about 11:30 today? Proving it?
Can't wait!
Good luck today, Hammer. And Devin, congratulations on getting the sideline gig again. Hopefully you got a Super Bowl ring from last year. And if you did, that's one more Super Bowl ring than the Cowboys players have gotten in the last 30-plus years. Hey-yo!
That's right.
Very true.
Well done.
The only way Joe DeCamera is winning a race is if you design the track to be a sprint to a McDonald's bathroom. I'm sure.
That's very good.
You might not be wrong, sir. And with that... Time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's listen to something else those guys talked about yesterday in the afternoon show because they also discussed attire. It's going to be a tennis match today. Let's listen to Spike, Ike, and Jack.
Do you know DeCamera's coming out in all whites tomorrow? He's looking tennis top.
Oh, I'm sure.
That is my opinion. He looked like a complete slob at baseball, but I think he's coming in all tennis top.
Well, he wore a shin guard for baseball. Like, he likes all the accessories.
Right.
He's probably going to wear a headband.
Yep.
Somebody has to have the headband on tomorrow. That'll be Joe.
You should wear a headband. It's great.
That's a great idea.
I feel like it's tennis when someone's wearing a headband.
But you can't do that in the hat, right?
No, you'd have to go hatless.
No. Sweatband or... Do you have one?
Bjorn Borg.
Borg.
I can picture it like perfectly on Joe.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't know what that says about you.
But the sun... I'm a dork.
Going out with that.
But the sun might be like out. I don't know
I have...
It's like hazy out.
A little bit.
I have a quality headband if you want to borrow it.
You're not driving all the way home, right?
I have it in my truck.
Wow. No way. You're just ready with a headband?
He was ready to be a ball boy.
I have a headband in my truck.
I'll consider it.
I was ready to be a ball boy. I had it, for that purpose.
That's amazing.
If you want to borrow it, you feel free.
I appreciate it. I'll think about it. I'm inclined to go with the hat, but I appreciate it. John's first
what about
kind
wristbands?
Gesture in this whole process. Is John coming over to my side?
I mean, he did offer to be the ball boy.
Yeah, but that wasn't about...
That was because he wanted to be the ball boy.
He just wanted attention. Let's go to phones.
I really didn't.
That's it, right there.
All right, let's
he
talk
to... the attention of being the ball boy.
Yeah. Let's go to Neil.
Jack.
Northeast Philadelphia. Neil, what's up, pal?
Whoa.
Hold on, let's try this again. Whoa.
Are we in outer space?
This is wild.
Are we floating?
Wow.
This never happened before.
Oh, here we go. The Eagles kicked the Chiefs' ass.
Can anyone beatbox?
I wish. I think beatboxing is so cool.
Jack Fritz has no tennis game.
Do this all day.
No, for real. How did this happen?
I don't know. It's never happened before.
What else? Hold on, I'm going to try Bradley Cooper over this. I don't know that this is going to work, but let me try it. Here we go. Let me try this.
From the city of brotherly love!
E-G-L-E-S-E-R! It's unbelievable. It's like we purposefully put effects on it.
All right, let's try this one. Here we go. But I got another one.
Yes! Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Neil, for not being there.
Let me put this guy on hold. Maybe we resume.
It's just Neil's phone. It's like a...
Thank you, Neil, that was amazing. Providing the best entertainment.
That was phenomenal, Neil.
That was all time. All right, let's turn too quickly. We're looking for the funniest scene ever involving a female character in a movie or a show. We move fast. Hold on, because that's a different Neil. Let me try a different Dave. Dave? Hello.
Dave, there we go.
Okay, nice. This is hysterical.
Dave, give me a funny scene involving a female character. Give me an answer, man. Come on.
I don't have one for that, but I want to know if doping testing is going to be done for this injection that you got.
It's a really
good question.
It's a really good question. What kind of steroid did I get?
Yes.
I'm like Bonds. I don't ask.
Well, that's the thing.
And I tell my doctor not to tell.
You got a steroid injection.
You're like Jose Alvarado. You have no idea what's going in your body, right?
Truth be told.
Joe, you would fail a drug test having gotten a steroid injection just prior to this event.
You can do the cortisone, right?
No.
Sure you can.
I think this could also affect whatever they're testing.
Let me ask you a question.
Testosterone to epitestosterone ratio, couldn't it?
Alvarado. So, real quick, all jokes aside, did you see the NFL news really yesterday, what they're banning now?
Smelling salts?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Amazing.
It's actually kind of a big deal. I don't know about NFL, but I know across sports in general, like they're widely used.
So, John, the theory is that they think that it spurs players to play through concussions that they shouldn't play, and it kind of like awakens them to get back. Not awakens.
To mask the symptoms for a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, that they temporarily get back out on the field.
Ammonia.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Do you use them?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, NFL Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah. Most guys used them every game. I mean, most guys are grabbing them before kickoff, grabbing them before the second half. I mean, grabbing them when you take an especially...
Well, Kittle said yesterday he does it before every possession.
Wow.
Sure. Give you a rush?
We got to... We'll just be ready to rock, I guess. All right,
Does it give you a rush? Oh, I was asking. Yeah. I would assume it like gets you going.
Makes you alert. Yeah. I mean, inhale bleach. Yes.
Or don't. I mean, have you ever smelled?
No, never in my life.
All right, we got to wrap here. Need a winning answer for funniest scene involving a female character. When Harry met Sally, the diner scene. Elaine with the dance. What was the other Elaine answer?
When Harry met Sally is something about answer.
Something about muscle. I wrote down muscle.
Yeah, it was the one in Jerry's house in Florida, the parents' house where she can't move.
Oh, yeah, the muscle relaxer.
Okay. You got the bridesmaid scenes with the five gals going to the bathroom. You got something about Mary with the hair and the gel.
That's huge. It's something.
Can I say the gel?
Something about Mary or Meg Ryan.
I think it's Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
I'm good. I mean, whenever I saw is my favorite. I'm good.
Yeah. I think it's something about Mary, but Meg.
I think it's I'll have what she's had.
Good for Meg. She's from Fairfield, Connecticut. Good for her. Gary, you have won the Linkin Park tickets. Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Fairfield, Connecticut. Meg Ryan.
I had no idea.
Yep.
I think that's the first time you said that.
It may be. Everyone, have a spectacular rest of the day. FDR Park, 11:30, that's when we play. Please be there if you can. If you're driving down to the Phils, just scurry and hurry down a little early and watch our competition at 11:30 FDR Park, which may or may not be on the YouTube WIP channel, depending on whether the technology works. Have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.